Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Aaron Rodgers, your QB1. In case you need to know, there are some other former MVPs that apparently still need to be told they're QB1. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. And before we even get to sports, we had an argument going into the show that I need settled by the people, because there's something that is being said that is available in Philly that I'm told I'm not cultured enough to understand.
What, losing?
That is pretty much embedded in the culture there as well. But they did win a Super Bowl recently, more recent than New York. But apparently salmon cheesesteaks are a thing, like a real thing.
I didn't hear it till Yates started talking about it. I've never
heard of it at all, but I had to Google it to take a look at it, and apparently it is a real thing. And I know it's early in the morning, everybody, so I apologize. But I need to dive deeper into this, because I'm not interested.
No.
I love cheesesteaks. I don't think I need to combine the two like it's, you know, my chocolate and peanut butter. Like, this is not something I'm putting together.
So you don't want salmon in bread with cheese, everything else, and cheese?
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Okay, so you believe so, I believe so. Alan Yates, our resident Philly guy, tells me that it is something that we
salmon
need to try.
Salmon is supposed to be cooked, grilled, baked.
Yes.
You know, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. A little lemon, a little olive oil, salt and pepper,
perfect,
whatever.
Keep it simple.
It
right.
With some asparagus on the side.
Nice light meal.
Like, yeah, bread.
Sounds like you can throw that in a sandwich, cuz. Just saying. I'm just saying, man. I don't know if Key is allowed to speak on cheesesteakisms.
I don't know if you are anymore, Yates, because
wow.
No one eats salmon cheesesteaks.
Right,
that is gross.
That's not
I'm not
true.
Eating a salmon cheesesteak.
I don't believe that
now.
To be true.
Put Pat on the Costello, also a Philly
yeah,
guy.
That's not. Like, I'm not rolling up to the cheesesteak place.
No.
Getting anything other than a cheesesteak.
Yeah, so I need to know. Again, at Key J and Z, and also 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes or no, would you try the salmon cheesesteak if you are visiting Philadelphia? I'm saying definitely not. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. While we marinate in that, we can discuss week two now of the NFL preseason, Key, because tonight we begin. Week two preseason, right. And it's, speaking of Philadelphia, it's the Eagles and the Patriots as they've been practicing together this week. And now we have the continuing stories of the quarterbacks. Let's begin, though, with the Eagles and in Philadelphia. As I mentioned yesterday, and it just continues to be a story out of Philadelphia, despite the fact that the head coach won't name him the starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts continues to impress his teammates. And every reporter that comes through there, no matter what affiliation they are with, they all come away with that same feeling, that there is a building confidence from his teammates, that his teammates love him, that he has played well, and that Jalen Hurts has really done everything he's supposed to do to earn that QB1 job. But they haven't named him that yet. They won't
fine.
Say it publicly yet. Why?
It's okay, because it's week two of the preseason. And you want Jalen Hurts to continue to just keep working. They see what's behind Jalen Hurts. So the teammates know.
Yeah.
They're like, "We this is the guy." And I'm thinking the coach will, either prior to week three of the preseason, name him.
Well, he won't play.
The starter.
If he's the starter, he doesn't play week three, right?
Depending on how they look at week three. Some people may look at week three as a true week three of past in the preseason, where you played your starters into the second half of week three in the play on the preseason. Mm-hmm. So this might be, you know, Philly may say, this is our week three of the past preseason game. So therefore we're going to roll Jalen Hurts into the second half. And then after that, he becomes a starter, because there's a 2 week gap before the regular season even starts.
Sirianni just, like, again, we played this yesterday, too, when we had Sal Palantonio on earlier on. It's like he feels like it's crazy they just don't name him the guy, like, just to settle that and let's move on from there, and they won't do it. You said it's not that big of a deal. The players know, and that's, in the end, all that matters. But I guess for the Eagles, though, like again, to keep talking Philly here, I was talking with Pat Costello, who's a huge Eagles fan, and I asked him, like, are you – excited about the potential of what Jalen Hurts can be? A first-round pick, a guy who was very successful college quarterback, Alabama, Oklahoma. Showed you something, flashes at the end of last season, even though they didn't win a lot with him.
1-3.
But still his performance, though, was a lot. It gave you reason to
look. It was good enough for them to move on from.
Oh, no question.
From Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but with that in mind, it's anytime you have that next guy quarterback, you feel like your fan base gets excited. But Pat Costello is not excited. He said why he's not excited about his Eagles and Jalen Hurts and what he can become. Mainly it's because he's almost now, because of what happened with Carson Wentz, he's almost afraid to believe in this now.
Only thing that happened with Carson Wentz is, one, he got hurt.
And
then he never really got back to form. But if you really break down his games, Carson Wentz played pretty good in most of his games. I mean, he did. It really went south this past year.
But you heard
prior to that, he was okay.
You heard all the rumblings, though, from teammates about him.
I mean, I don't care about his personality. He was a whatever in the locker room. No, it doesn't matter, because you're judging him based on winning. He was winning. It wasn't any issues.
Mm-hmm.
When he started losing, he got into a funk. That's why he needed to change the scenery. And now he has to change the scenery. Let's see what the Colts think about him when he steps on the field and in the locker room.
Once he gets healthy, of course. But, you know, again, that's on the Eagles side of things. Again, Eagles, Patriots tonight in the preseason. With that in mind, it's an interesting question here, because we have talked a lot about what's going on with, obviously, New England and Cam Newton. Speaking of not naming a starting quarterback, Cam Newton, you know, again, dismissed that earlier this week. You know, Bill hasn't said anything, so it's irrelevant. Let's not talk about it. But Mac Jones going to get more reps. He's going to get more of a look in the preseason. And there's been a lot of buzz about what he can be and what he has done in the preseason. So with that in mind, with this season, who has more to prove? Does Jalen Hurts have more to prove to people, fans like Pat Costello, his coach Nick Sirianni, the Eagles themselves? You've got your QB1 for the future. I'm that guy. Does he have more to prove, or does Cam have more to prove to the Patriots saying, and everything else about his career,
Cam?
Saying, I'm not done?
It's Cam, Allen. Cam has way more to prove. They went out and loaded up to make a run at the AFC East and get into the playoffs, brought him back because he didn't have a great year last year, but they also drafted the guy, Mac Jones, to play behind him and take over at some point struggles. So he has a lot to prove. If he goes out there and he does what I think he's going to do, then he'll probably re-sign again and Mac Jones will be sitting back waiting again. I mean, it's not, you know, everybody wants it to be a one-year deal and he's done. Mac Jones takes over.
What are the odds that is a one-year deal, though? Aren't the odds greater?
They're great odds to be a one-year deal.
But if a guy does what
they think he is capable of doing, it's hard to let that go.
But if it is that it for Cam Newton? Like could this, you know, I mean.
Well, if the
last year he plays?
Only way that happens is if he is just garbage. I mean, like, bad, right?
Like, he wasn't great at the end of last season.
Different style of offense.
I know.
He ran the ball. He did everything in terms of running the ball. Throwing the ball, didn't do well. But that's why they addressed that situation. They went out there. Think about it. They signed 3 receivers and 2 tight ends.
No, they wanted to get weapons.
They wanted to get stuff around them.
Right.
And if he doesn't excel with the stuff around him, yeah, at that point in time, it might be time to go.
We won't know, though, until we get into the season, right? The preseason for Cam Newton, that's why I asked the question, because preseason for Cam Newton, that's not a proving ground. You know what you got in him.
No, it's really not.
Like he's not trying to outplay Mac Jones in the preseason, right?
He still needs to. Yes, he's trying to outplay Mac Jones in the preseason when he's in there. Not necessarily outplay him, but be functional enough where it doesn't look like it did when he was throwing the ball last year.
At least the Patriots have a backup plan. For Jalen Hurts, the backup plan would be Joe Flacco, and I don't think that's where the Eagles really want to go. All right, that's the beginning of the show, and we start the day brought to you by Indeed. Hire right now. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Coming up, all right, so another more QB1 talk. Why one team's QB1, he says, this is my time. Why is he saying that now? And, of course, is it really his time? We'll discuss that after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Syntec Full Synthetic Oil is back and better than ever. Syntec is a premium full synthetic oil option and at an affordable price. Only at O'Reilly. The enhanced formulation of synthetic oil ensures complete protection against friction, heat, and wear, and provides defense against sludge as well as deposits. Syntex is formulated for use in today's engines, and it's available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shop your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com to try Syntex Full Synthetic Motor Oil for yourself today.
Justin's going to have his time, but right now it's my time. Andy had six plays, and we're going to get him some more snaps.
When you have that enthusiasm about a player, you don't have the enthusiasm about the other guy, that could be problematic.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
AZ presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key this morning, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do have somebody willing to at least try the salmon cheesecake, by the way. And his name on Twitter is Zach Pounds, so suggests he might like to eat. Said, I'm from Texas, I'm down to try the salmon cheesecake. Just cut all the veggies. Just get right to the salmon.
Well, then there's no point. Just go buy
spread
a piece of damn
salmon.
Just go buy a piece of damn salmon to put cheese on to keep it moving. You don't need to do all that.
You can get it without cheese on that joint, man.
How is it a cheese steak?
Because you can get a cheese steak with no cheese and
it's still a cheese steak. It's a cheese steak with no cheese and no steak, but we call it a cheese steak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever. I need more explanation.
Enjoy.
Anyway, we move on.
Might as well get some catfish and put it in there too.
That we could try. Meanwhile, in Chicago, as we were talking QB1s in the first segment, when it comes to Jalen Hurts, not named QB1 yet. Cam Newton, also not officially named QB1 in New England. But Andy Dalton was named QB1. He was, at least on social media, by the Bears, well before they got Justin Fields in the draft. Now, of course, the sentiments might have changed, at least among the fan base. But it hasn't with Andy Dalton. This is Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's listen to the Bears' self-proclaimed QB1 saying, it's my time.
There's so much excitement with Justin. And, it's deservedly so. I mean, he's a first-round pick. And do I want the fans behind me and this team and all that kind of stuff? Yes. Do I want them behind Justin? Absolutely, I do. That's not my focus. I can't focus on all that right now. Like I've said before, Justin's going to have his time, and Justin's going to have a great career. But right now, it's my time, and so my focus is on being the best player I can be for this team and do everything I can to help this team win.
So that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Key, you have talked about how the veterans will let you know who they prefer. And the veterans have been pretty clear that they're pretty high on Justin Fields. And Dalton does acknowledge that. At least he acknowledges it, which he should. This guy's going to have his time. But he's saying it's my time right now. How would you react to hearing something like that?
I just would be like, yeah, okay, be careful what you wish for. I mean, he's saying it's his time right now. Well, what makes you think it's your time? Because prior to the draft, you signed a one-year deal for $10 million, and you basically became the starter based on that in default. But now it's a different game because they drafted Justin Fields, and people are looking to put Justin Fields in. What I would say about this, as I've said before, I discount last year for Andy Dalton because Dallas was just not very good for nobody.
Offensive line was
bad for everybody. Yeah. So let's just discount that. last couple years in Cincinnati. He didn't play great. That's why they moved on and drafted Joe Burrow. But his time ran out in Cincinnati. Can you win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton? Yes, you can win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton. But will Andy Dalton play well enough, if he's the starter, to get to finish the entire year? I don't know that. And the reason I think you can win a Super Bowl with him is because if the defense is lights out,
right,
and he's efficient on offense and not turning the ball over, you can manage that and get there. And all he has to do is hit the targets here and there, and that's it. He doesn't have to be a 400-yard-a-game passer. Doesn't have to do it.
You would need a strong running game, though, right? If he's going to be a game manager,
I wouldn't necessarily call it a game manager.
Don't turn the ball over.
Just more efficient and simple. Look at guys that have won the Super Bowls and what they've done in those Super Bowl games, or even what they've done in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl, you're rarely going to see a 300-yard performance.
Just efficient.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, greatest quarterback, 200 yards, bare. I think it was 201. Mm-hmm. Three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Guess what he did do? Give the ball to the other team.
Right.
Guess what he had behind him? Fournette and Ronald Jones. Mm-hmm. You look at Patrick Mahomes. The year prior to that, he threw for 240, two picks, two touchdowns. Numbers wasn't great, but he won the Super Bowl. You look at Russell Wilson when he won. I mean, you just look at all those sort of things leading up to that. You can be efficient. We had Ron Rivera on early in the year, mm-hmm. and he talked about his defense and why he chose Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he thinks, based on that formula, you can be successful and get to where you're trying to get to at the end of the day. And I believe that. But can Andy Dalton hold off Justin Fields? Because the moment he makes the littlest mistake, he's going to come sit over here with me.
But doesn't this make you feel like Dalton is not the one making the decision, but the way he talked makes it pretty clear that, like, no, I want the starting job.
And he should want the starting job. Well,
everybody
wants to be the guy.
All right, but the point I'm making is that we have been debating the idea of what the Bears should do in this situation, and people might want to see Fields start the season, but it does make sense to begin it with Dalton. As long as he's fine.
Serviceable.
Yeah, serviceable.
Yeah.
Like I don't think, like, you can't, can you make this decision based off preseason? And if you are trying to make this decision based off what you see in the preseason, keep this in mind. Justin Fields now has a groin issue. They held him out of practice. They play Saturday afternoon against Buffalo. Is Justin Fields going to play this weekend? Is he going to get to play a lot? Is he going to be hampered by the groin? Like, this all could change things. And also the Tevin Jenkins injury, the left tackle. We've talked a lot about their offensive line issues at left tackle. They signed Jason Peters at 39 years old. Because obviously that's a really important place, left tackle. So where are they as an offensive line? Where is he, Justin Fields, physically going into this game this weekend? That's all stuff you have to certainly keep in mind as this decision is going to be made. So when he says his time's coming, this is my time could be, okay, September, now it's no longer your time. Like, it could be quick.
That's why you got to be careful, though, if you Andy Dalton. Because, you know, you might get the first couple preseason games, and then that's it.
And that's your time.
And that's your time.
Time's up.
Or you might go into week 7 of the regular season, and your time's up.
Yeah.
You just got to
– team performance is really going to be what decides this, right?
Yes.
Like, if the team is playing well, you don't touch it. But if the team just looks like it's sputtering, then you bring the kid in.
Well, because you do what the Baltimore Ravens did with Joe Flacco.
Yes.
You look up, and you got a guy, you're like, nah. You go back to 19, you go back to 2000, was it 98 with me and the Jets. You go back to 98, and Glenn Foley was our starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And Vinny Testaverde was standing on the sideline.
Right.
And we all knew Vinny was the better guy.
Remember the game.
But the commitment was already there for Glenn Foley because he was in camp. He had done well enough to hold him off.
Right.
But we could just tell, it's like, nah, the other guy should actually be the one playing.
Yeah.
And then eventually, Vinny took over, and the rest was history that year.
And he took over because Foley got hurt. I was covering the team back then, and I remember the game against the Ravens, which, and coincidentally, that was Vinny's former team. He didn't play, and Foley didn't look good in that game. And Vinny, I think it was, didn't Foley get hurt, and that's what gave Vinny, that opened the door for Vinny to
play.
And
easier,
play well.
It was easier for the coaches to make the decision.
Yeah, but this is the reverse because Foley was the young guy and Vinny was the veteran.
I'm not even talking about age. I'm just talking about two quarterbacks that one a team feel the like the other guy should play.
888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I know in Chicago you don't want to hear it, but the reality is Andy Dalton starting the season probably makes the most sense right now for the Bears, and Andy Dalton's letting you know. Right now is my time, but his time, Justin Fields it is certainly coming. Meanwhile, speaking of time, when his time up in Green Bay, so there's no farewell tour for this future Hall of Fame quarterback in Green Bay, and we'll tell you why this won't be a farewell tour after I tell you about Goodyear. Every move we make pushes us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, or the field. Movement is how we make our impression on the world. It's part of who we are, and then we pursue it with everything we've got. It shows us who we'll become. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, every mile marker we pass, takes us to a new place and shows the world just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven.
As a fan, this is amazing. This
no,
is the
is.
Time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Freddie Coleman, and you know I'm ready.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
Ian Fitzsimmons here. I'm ready. And so are Oklahoma and Texas. Sort of. The SEC.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. And yes, when you consider Aaron Rodgers a year ago, he said a year ago he thought this might be his last season in Green Bay when he was going into this last season. And, of course, he spent the whole offseason trying to suggest, I don't want to be in Green Bay. I don't want to go back. But then, of course, Packers didn't blink. And we knew he wanted to play. So instead of retiring, he came back. So the questions now are, all right, well, you thought about retiring. You thought last year was going to be your last year. So is this sort of like a farewell tour for you, A-Rod?
I don't want a farewell tour. I don't know what's going to happen after the season, but but I'm going to enjoy it with the right perspective for sure. There is a lot of stuff to be gained from these type of practices. And I think, for me personally, the perspective through some of the work I've done the off season and just trying to just be more joyful and happier is going to allow this season to be really special and memorable, I think.
Now, it could be his farewell tour as a Green Bay Packer, though, Key, right? Like it could be for, if you're a Packers fan, it could be the last time you see him in a Packers jersey. I don't think so. Like, I, for one, have always believed he was going to play because he's a competitor. There's no way you walk away from the game when you're at the heights that he is at MVP of the league. You just don't do it. And so he didn't get his way out of there. They can fix a lot of things. They already are bending over backwards for him. Whatever he wants, they're trying to take care of that for him. And so he's making it clear, I don't want a farewell tour. And so that's where they are right now. Now, it reminds me of, do you remember the movie, Billy Crystal movie? It was called Forget Paris. He played an NBA referee, and it has some hilarious scenes in it. Includes Kareem. So the movie came out when Kareem was still playing for the Lakers.
Okay.
So in the scene, Kareem is as you remember back in the 80s when all those guys like Dr. J, Kareem, all those guys were retiring, they did this farewell tour where they'd stop in cities and everybody.
Kareem got the was getting the rocking chairs and all the different
all
stuff.
All that stuff, right. So they kind of have this scene from Forget Paris in the movie. So he's a, I don't know if you could really hear it that well, but Billy Crystal is like losing his mind as a referee. So he ejects Kareem from a game. And Kareem's just like, what are you doing? You can't eject me from the game. It's my farewell tour. And he said, let me be the first to say farewell. So this moment just kind of reminded me of that. Totally missed on you right now.
Yeah.
But everybody else thought it was funny when we talked about it before the show.
Oh, I mean.
The audio was not great. Audio was not, oh, you're going to give me that laugh?
Yes, that's
the laugh you're giving me.
Well, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron Rodgers took the offseason to reflect on his career in Green Bay and to think about what his next steps would be. Now, he wanted some control, whatever you want to call it, some say. They're working with him as far as that goes. Because sometimes you have to meet certain personalities in the middle. And
well, he still calls Brian Gutekunst that guy.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that you got to call him by his name. I mean, you know, call him whatever you want to call him as long as you work together and you win games. I think that that is the most important thing. And for the teammates to know that Aaron Rodgers is all in this season, and when the season's over, we'll worry about the next season. But for these next 17 games and 18 weeks of the regular season, as long as you with me and you riding with me, I don't care what you do after the season. We'll get there and talk about it at that point in time. And I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is talking about. He doesn't know what's going to happen between the start of the season and the end of the season. For all he know, anything, you know, they could just decide to part ways with everybody and keep him. I mean, that's just, you know, you just don't know.
I don't see that happening. But clearly for him, he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want it to become a thing, which I wouldn't either. You know, like for him to say, like, hey, it could be. And then now all of a sudden every game you play, they're do some kind of a thing for him. I'm sure he doesn't want any of that stuff. And
well, he's not done playing, though.
No, he's not done playing. He could be done playing in Green Bay, though.
This is not a farewell. Farewell tours are for people that have decided.
I'm
done. I got one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
I announced my retirement today, but I really retired yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And that's not who he is right now. He's got 4 or 5 years of football left in him.
If he does, then okay. Obviously, the pursuit for a Super Bowl, a second Super Bowl for him is a big deal.
Huge.
You think about right now current quarterbacks who are looking for that second ring. Him, Russell Wilson, and Patrick Mahomes. Now, there's a couple others like Joe Flacco and Nick Foles,
Nope.
These three, though, are the guys that are looking for that second ring. Is it for Rodgers? Now, 3 MVPs and a Super Bowl ring. Is a second Super Bowl critical for his legacy?
Yes, absolutely. 'Cause
why?
Well, first of all, let's start in Green Bay. Brett Favre, he replaced. Brett Favre won the Super Bowl and went to another Super Bowl and shattered all type of records and everything. And so he replaced him. So you're still fighting, regardless, you're still fighting that.
Is he number three still? Because Bart Starr, I mean, 5 NFL titles.
I wasn't born.
A couple of – it doesn't matter. Historically, though, he's got – again, before the Super Bowls, he had 5 titles. And then he won 2.
Yeah, I guess you would – yeah, I guess so. But you fighting that Brett Favre situation, right? So now, let's assume that that's – you put that on the back burner. Now, you're always mentioned with the top quarterbacks who ever play the game. Mm-hmm. The top quarterbacks ever play the game. If you only got 1 Super Bowl title and you haven't even gone to a second, it's very hard to justify – you being considered one of the greatest of all time if you can't surpass Brett Favre and if you can't, like, win a second Super Bowl or get to a second Super Bowl. When you talk about guys like Russell Wilson is a great football player, terrific quarterback, but you never hear one of the greatest of all time.
Well, never even got an MVP vote. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's not – his legacy is already kind of – where it's at. Patrick Mahomes been to 2, got an MVP, and he's young. He's only in his 4th year, or 5th year.
Yeah, Mahomes seems like the guy that's got way more runway to worry about that second.
Yeah, he got a lot of runway. 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a lot of runway. He's still going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's still going to be a first ballot guy.
Of course.
But the conversation will be different because there's no second appearance and there's no second ring.
Russ had the second appearance, and had they not just handed off the ball, maybe he would have two rings.
Yeah, but even so, though, the conversation is not – the Russell Wilson conversation is a guy who beat the odds, who's undersized. That's the conversation for Russell. The conversation is not greatest of all time, the best arm you ever seen, the this, that. That conversation is Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. That's what they always say.
We go back to this all the time. And again, this is such a similar NBA type of debate. But Aaron Rodgers, as far as like a quarterback talent, I mean, you could make the case it might be the most talented, physically gifted, talented quarterback, and also go brain, arm, physique, all that stuff.
You see, might be the best. You gave him all that, right?
Yeah.
And he's only got one title.
I know.
You gave him all that. He's only got one title.
But that's what takes me back to last year when, as we watched, third down, there's the end zone, and he doesn't go.
Yeah, it's different,
and then they walk off the field and they kick. And you're thinking
– in games is different, though. I'll tell people to our turn blue in the face. In game is different than when we watch it on television. When you're out there, things are moving so fast, and it's just – it's in front of you, and you think, based on TV – I got a clear line. I could just walk in.
Yeah.
You don't realize, though, on that field, that dude, it looked, on TV, it looked like he's so far away from him. But in the game, it's moving, so much stuff is going on.
I get
you
that.
You see color, and then all of a sudden you go, I'm not going to make it. You think in your mind, I'm not going to make it. I got to get rid of this ball.
I get that. But there's also times, it's funny, because when we watch a game and we wonder, how the hell did he see that? And on the field, you can see it. So it does go both ways. That's just one of those moments, though, that I'll remember if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win another Super Bowl. Because if they go to the Super Bowl, the compromised Chiefs were going to lose to the Packers as much as they were going to lose to the Bucs.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't remember that play. All I'm saying is I have to take into consideration when something like that happens, everything. I can't just say, well, he wanted to throw the ball. He could have walked in, because in your mind you're thinking, I'm not going to get there. That dude is coming. I'm not going to get there. So the easier route for me is to throw it rather than try to run and get stopped at the 2-yard line. So it's a lot going on in games.
With that extra down, though, you know you had that fourth down, and then what he, I guess, didn't realize is that they weren't going to go for it on that fourth
down. Well, the coach never told him.
Yeah, that's a moment, though. You wonder if that 10 yards is the closest he'll come to a chance at a second Super Bowl. That 10 yards right there that he opted not to take.
No, they still would have had the score again. They wouldn't have gone up right there. They would have to convert something like a kick a field goal or something like that.
The field goal didn't do anything.
I'm saying the field goal was chipping away.
That would have been a momentum-changing
touchdown.
He still
would have had to score again to take the lead.
They would have had to get a stop.
Yeah,
they weren't able to get the stop. That was the other issue there. But anyways, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Aaron Rodgers, does he need another Super Bowl for his legacy, not just in the NFL, but perhaps even in his own franchise?
Think about it, though, Alan, all the drama, all the off-season stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're giving you all this because you say you need it to advance. And if it doesn't advance, he doesn't advance, imagine the fallout that comes with that.
Well, that's a great point. Pressure is so – we talked about pressure. Think about how much pressure is now on Aaron Rodgers to deliver this year when you're getting everything you want, right?
At least we
think you've been to back-to-back championship games. So that means at the very least you've got to get back to that point. Otherwise, what'd we just do? We just gave you everything, and did we get better?
See, you don't want to even see that, though, right? You don't want to see that for him that he asked for it, we gave it to you. Now they can point and say, see, if you'd have just let us do it the way we wanted to.
Right. We had you in the right position, but now we're doing it your way to keep you happy. And it's a very interesting story happening in Green Bay. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Goodyear. Movement is always driving us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, or the field. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, every single mile marker we pass leads us to find out just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven. Patriots Eagles tonight as we begin the second week of the preseason. And, of course, more conversation, more questions about the quarterback situation with both teams, but mainly with the New England Patriots. Joining us right now to discuss, Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter, and I'm guessing the weather is just not where it needs to be for you to be in front of Gillette this morning, Mike.
That's right, Alan. We got some rain, and I was thinking to myself, I'm going to let Keyshawn down again, so I'm going to have to come back next week and be out there. Maybe we'll start the show there at 6 a.m., lead it off from Gillette.
We'll get you an umbrella next time. But in the meantime, though, in Philadelphia again tonight with the Patriots and the Eagles, I mean, Cam Newton hasn't talked about he has said that Bill Belichick has not said anything. And as much as the media asks about it, he's like, you know, Bill hasn't said anything, so let's not talk about it. It remains, though, a topic, despite the fact that Bill hasn't named anybody the QB1 at this point. Is that just Bill not wanting to give anything to the media? Or you know, he keeps saying that Cam's the guy. But you and many others keep saying this thing is still a competition. So does that mean that something could be won tonight?
Well, it's certainly possible, Alan. I think the reason why Cam gets those questions is that Bill Belichick said, well, Cam's the starting quarterback. You know, there's a possibility that Mac could challenge and compete for that job. And this is Bill Belichick's words. He said, we'll see how that goes. And I will just tell you, from watching 15 practices through training camp, Mac is challenging and competing. Now, on the other side, I'd say Cam maybe had one of his best days this past Tuesday in Philadelphia in a practice with the Eagles. So it's not like Cam is just laying down. He's challenging and competing as well. So to me, that's sort of where it's at. Mac is coming on, and I would say he's coming on fairly strong, but Cam's also performing well.
Mike, how important is tonight's game for Mac Jones if he wants to take that next step?
So, Keyshawn, I think it's very important, and I'll take you out onto the practice field. You know, on Tuesday, he threw a bad interception in the red zone. They were working almost exclusively in the red zone. And to me, that's a type of thing. And he came back after the interception and actually performed well in the practice. But if the Patriots were going to turn to Mac Jones, it's those type of plays. You know, a couple careless throws he had over the middle on Monday where I say to myself, he's still a rookie. You know, and would Bill Belichick really turn the team over to him right now? So maybe like a play like that in Tuesday's practice, a couple plays like that in Monday's practice. I think if he comes out and plays clean in a game tonight, then it starts to make you think, well, you know what? Maybe those plays are few and far in between. But if we see something like we saw on the practice field earlier in the week, I think that might lead to more hesitation to even consider him at this early juncture.
How much do you think we'll see him tonight?
Great question. You know, last week he played 5 series, this is Mac, and 33 snaps. Cam played 2 series and 12 snaps. And I don't think Bill Belichick has a number right now in his mind. Hey, this is what we're going to do. I think he's still sort of formulating it. That being said, you'd think he'd want to see both quarterbacks tonight. I just give you one note of caution. The last time the Patriots went out and had practices with another team and then played them in the preseason, it was 2019. They did it with the Lions. They did it with the Titans. And Bill actually didn't play Tom Brady in both of those preseason games. So I just sort of put that out there as sort of, hey, this is what they've done in the past history-wise. But you'd like to think he would want to see more of Cam, more of Mac tonight as they sort of work their way through the process.
Mike Reese joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, ESPN Patriots reporter. Eagles and the Patriots tonight as the second week of the preseason gets underway. We've talked so much about the quarterback position with the Patriots, but we haven't talked about the team in its entirety with you, at least not that much, as, again, they're trying to rebound off of a year without Tom Brady, a year where they weren't the supreme team in the AFC East, which they've really dominated that for the last 20 years. How are they looking overall? Is this a team that you feel like, you know, we're going to talk about later about how there's some teams we're sleeping on. Are the Patriots a team that some people are sleeping on?
I know some people feel that way, Alan. You know, flip it over to the defense, because you're right. We spend so much time talking about the quarterbacks. Monday's practice, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, 7-on-7 drill, throws a pass. It's intercepted by Matt Judon, the former Baltimore Ravens linebacker. Judon, who practices like full tilt, full time, takes it back for a pick six, and he somersaults into the end zone after making the play. And I thought that type of play, guys, was like, that's an attitude type play. Like all the his teammates responded to him. 4 years, $56 million they paid Matt Judon. Like, they need to get better on defense. They got run through last year, and I think a guy like that, and then you bring back Dante Hightower, the linebacker who opted out last year. You sign Devon Godchow, a big nose tackle from the Miami Dolphins. They're sturdier on defense in the front seven. They still have to resolve that Stephon Gilmore situation at cornerback, but overall, I would say a much more talented team, and I do think it's fair to say this is a team some might be sleeping on.
Mike, where does Matt Patricia fall in with the coaching staff and his duties right now?
He's sort of like Bill Belichick's trusted advisor, Keyshawn. Like, I noticed this out on the practice field Monday and Tuesday. So picture this, Key. They have three practice fields in Philadelphia. On one field, you had the Patriots offense going up against the Eagles defense. And you had all the players on the sideline. And Matt Patricia was sort of overseeing that from a Patriots perspective on that field. Now, on the other field, you had the Eagles offense against the Patriots top defense. And everyone's on the sideline, but Bill Belichick's on the field on that one, overseeing sort of the Patriots defense. And I sort of thought to myself, I'm like, wow, it's almost like, I don't want to say two head coaches in one, but it was sort of a good snapshot of how Matt Patricia is this trusted advisor to Bill Belichick. As Bill is overwatching everything going on with his defense, he can then go consult with Matt Patricia, who's overseeing the offense. Of course, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, has that offense in good standing, but just another sounding board for Bill to lean on.
Yeah, trust, obviously a big word in New England, no doubt about it. And for Bill Belichick to have those guys that he's worked with for so long, you can rely on them, allows him to do a lot more. Mike, great stuff as always. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, guys. All have right. A great one.
Mike Reese, again, ESPN Patriots reporter. Brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
Where's the game at?
I think it's in Philly. I think I saw that. I will double check that coming up next. Promise.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.